Rain has fallen across portions of our area today. A disturbance worked its way through the upper atmosphere, generating that rainfall. And there was a period of steady rain, especially from the capital region on north, from late morning through early afternoon. That batch of rain has pushed off to the east, though a few showers are still lingering behind that main batch of wet weather, so a few sprinkles or showers are possible, especially across the north country through the late afternoon and early evening. Otherwise, it'll be a quiet night, though it will turn rather cool, so if you do have plans to be out around or after dark, you may want to have a jacket handy, as it will chill down, eventually into the 50s later tonight, with partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. Some areas of fog are possible as the night moves along. To our southwest today, there is the potential for severe weather, and that severe weather threat extends all the way from the Great Lakes area near Chicago east to western Pennsylvania and to West Virginia. So in that area, severe weather will be possible. And then late tonight into tomorrow, that cluster of thunderstorms will dive to our south, but it could brush portions of our area with some wet weather, primarily across the far south. So closer to the Pennsylvania border, the New Jersey border, and the New York City area, those areas will have the best opportunity to see some showers late tonight into the day tomorrow. If those storms track a little bit farther north, those shower chances may reach about as far north as I-90. But again, the chances are best across the far south. And at this point, it looks like the threat for any significant severe weather will be focused more south of New York City through the day tomorrow. Across the north tomorrow, it'll be a beautiful day with a blend of clouds and sunshine, and region-wide temperatures will be a bit cool tomorrow, running basically near the 70-degree mark, which is quite chilly here for late June. Quiet weather, though, as we wrap the work week on Friday with sunshine, some clouds at times, temperatures will be up around 80. It turns even warmer on Saturday with some areas into the middle and upper 80s. Then it turns more humid on Sunday as temperatures could touch the 90-degree mark, and we may be close to 90 again on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 68 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers well south, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers well south, high 68 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers by morning, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers likely, especially closer to New York City, high 68 to 74. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, some areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 68 to 74. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer, but not that humid, with highs in the 80s. A few spots reach the middle, maybe upper 80s on Saturday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.